Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Happy holidays from the Clark Museum. My name is Ben Brown, and I'd like to take this opportunity to reflect on all the accomplishments we had this last year and to encourage you to renew or become a member today. There are three ways for you to get a full copy of our annual report. Contact me and I'll mail it to you, visit the museum, or download a digital version from our website at clarkmuseum.org. It's been an exciting year with many accomplishments, helping to renew our position as the cultural, historical, and visitor services hub for the region. The partnership with Humboldt made in creating the Visitor Center has been incredible, combining the museum's trusted position with the energy and drive of Humboldt made. Combined, we bring all segments of the community together under one roof. And what a roof it is! We're proud to announce that we've installed and paid for a new roof this year on the 1911 Bank of Eureka building. This project cost over $50,000. Thank you to the Benbow Historic Inn, Alves Roofing, the Lydell and McLean Foundations, and our members and supporters for helping make this important project happen and keeping our shared history dry and safe for generations to come. Clark by the numbers include 20,000 visitors, including docent-led tours to 1,000 students, though this doesn't include those who attended outdoor events like our Friday night market. Our incredible volunteers logged 815 hours, 26 new exhibits were installed, 11 educational events, and 6 fundraisers hosted. While we have a tremendous amount of momentum, we still need to focus on growing our membership as we have many pressing issues. Our goals for 2019 include further expanding our hours of operation, expanding our exhibit space, replacing the overhead lighting with chandeliers like the Bank of Eureka once had, replacing the 40-year-old flooring, and creating new exhibits and programs important to this community. As we say goodbye and thank you to our outgoing president, Gene Brendine, for his leadership and vision, we welcome Shirley Laus as our incoming president. Under the supervision of our outstanding board of directors, the museum looks forward to meeting these challenges and continuing to serve this incredible community. We take our role as a cultural and educational hub for the community seriously by providing a safe place where ideas and knowledge are shared, honoring and learning from previous generations, while teaching today's youth as they become tomorrow's leaders. At our core, the Clark is an educational facility dedicated to fostering lifelong learning opportunities for all ages. The museum has a unique role in crossing the boundaries between research, learning, and the public. Please consider renewing or purchasing a membership today to help keep history alive and available to everyone in the community. For those museum goers who like to travel, I encourage you to consider a patron-level membership at the $100 level, as you'll automatically be included in a nationwide program allowing you to enter thousands of museums free of charge, including the D. Young, Legion of Honor, Asian Art Museum, Oakland Museum, and many, many more. Please don't hesitate to contact me with any questions or concerns you have. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.